APR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 test positivity rate has risen above 5% for the first time in weeks. Here's CPR's John Daly.
On Thursday, that rate hit 5.15%, above the level that sets off alarms for infectious disease experts. That's the highest number recorded since mid-February, and about double what it was a month ago. It signals growing transmission of the coronavirus in Colorado. Cases, too, are hitting levels not seen since mid-February. The numbers likely don't include most rapid home tests. But another key metric, hospitalizations, remains low. Fewer than 100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19, according to the state dashboard. More than 13,000 people have died from COVID over the course of the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Deaths from fentanyl in El Paso County have been doubling every year for the past 5 years. That's according to the county coroner. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
227 people died due to accidental drug overdoses in El Paso County last year. That's a 22% increase from the previous year. Those numbers include 5 children killed by fentanyl. The coroner says the average age of fentanyl deaths is trending younger and says it's due to the current pill form of the drug, which is easily ingested and trafficked and highly toxic even in small amounts. Other drugs are often contaminated with fentanyl too. Last year, 101 people died in fentanyl-related drug deaths. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The state wants to get more drug users into treatment to try to bring down those deaths by fentanyl. But does the system have capacity to take on so many new patients?
They're mandating treatment and there's no money for treatment. So we can't do it. We can hardly do what we're being asked to do now.
Colorado's drug treatment facilities and their role in fighting the fentanyl crisis, that is just a little bit later in this hour. Fire danger is high for much of the state today, and along with high winds and blowing dust along the Front Range. It's fairly warm again today with highs in the 80s around Denver. This is CPR News.